Over my head, King's X, King's 10. I'm not sure how you want to do it. King's, I think it's 10, actually. We always call them King's X. But King's 10, I believe, is the proper way to name the band because it is based upon a chess move. And I don't believe there's a chess move named King's X. Though it's Roman numeral X, which is 10. So there you go. Great band, largely forgotten about by history, but very positive messaging. Came out in the mid-80s, and that was from their album Gretchen Goes to Nebraska. I love that record. It's a fantastic album. Before that, we had a little bit of Uriah Heep, Walking in Your Shadow, from their first album, 1970, with a very English title, Very Heavy, Very Humble. You know, just not even saying the H's, not heavy, not humble, but heavy and humble. Great record. Looks like a... Looks the cover of the album looks like Lemmy covering in spider webs. I'm sure it's not him, but that's what it looks like. Shellac, End of Radio from the excellent Italian Greyhound record. We did lose Steve Albini this year. He died at 61 of a heart attack. Legendary punk artist and producer. Did produce Nirvana's In Utero, and I believe he did Doolittle album by Pixies. So, yeah, this guy was an amazing producer, amazing musician. I love the whole stripped-down concept of being down to the very bare instruments, live performance, catching the essentials. Very excellent producer, and I loved his approach. Shellac was the ultimate expression of that simplicity. He really stripped it down, a single pedal, single guitar, single drum, single bass. It was very light, minimalist. I saw him live back in Oakland a few years back. Amazing musician here, there. God damn, this is real. All right, so yes, the End of Radio, and speaking of which, we do need your funds if we could. It's expensive to run this joint, and our dues are going to go up in January just to keep us on the air here. So all of us DJs here are paying members of the station, so that's how we keep this thing going. So as we move into the 2025, it's going to be a little more expensive. Life gets harder and harder and harder. So I know you appreciate us, and I know you'll show some of that appreciation by donating a few dollars of your hard-earned cash, and we appreciate that immensely. Before that, we heard Different Rhythms, Different People, a little track there from Us Three from the Hand on the Torch album, 1993. And we started out with the Groundation with the Congos playing with them. Yeah, legendary Congos, right? Visions for the Future from the Dub Rock album that came out this year, 2024. And then back at the beginning interlude, we had Walk Up from Camper Van Beethoven, who are touring next year and will be playing at the Fillmore. So how about that? I think that's kind of interesting. All right, now we got a little bit of soul singing from the Black Crowes. I am the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia, the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Hang around.
I've been down, cascading in blue without a sound. turned upside down. Now my life's all smiling, not a cloud. A sound. A sound, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you got my soul singing, my soul singing.
Oh, dog when they dog when they come on and take me downtown. Girl, walk with me, baby, come on and talk with me, come on and take me downtown. Girl, I like the way you move, I like the way you move. It's just the little things you do. Take me downtown.
Fun stuff in that set. That was Birthday Pony by Fugazi from Red Medicine, and yeah, that was, they're such an amazing band. I really think they defined the DC punk scene, them and Bad Brains, really. I mean, there's a lot of other bands. I'm not going to get into that litany of list here, but, you know, that's pretty good enough. Now, Dave Grohl actually moved from DC to Seattle, so he kind of carried that with him, and he's kind of did his own thing since then. Honesty really is something. It is, actually. It is. You should try it if you haven't. You know, if you're not one of the honest people anymore. I don't think you're... I'm preaching to the choir here. I think you're the honest people. You're here listening to my show. Honestly, I think you've got great taste. Honestly. Yeah, but, you know, Ricardo Parasol, that was a beautiful track from her Tuesday Morning album that came out just last year. Downtown by Rising Appalachia and the Human Experience from their Soul Visions record. Wow, what a great duo that is. The Human Experience is actually another band. So Rising Appalachia is one band and Human Experience is another. They got together and did an album called Soul Visions. It's really, really fantastic. It's kind of a combination of organic and inorganic music. I actually really love that. That's something Radiohead is really well known for, and I love them. Ghost Dance by Tomahawk from the Anonymous record, their second album. Mike Patton at his finest. Everything on that record is fantastic. I highly recommend anything by the band. Features also members of the Melvins as well. Soul Singing, how we opened up that set with the Black Crows from Lions. It is such a beautiful track, and it just really gets me connected to everybody. Sing along. Yes, we should. I think we should all join together. I think unity is the way that we look at the future. It's the only way that we move forward. It's the only way that we survive. That being said, I don't want to continue preaching. I did have an instrumental track in there by Scott Hughes from The Alchemist. Yes, of course. I had to buy a record called The Alchemist. Would you pass it up if you were me? Absolutely not. All great instrumental work on there, and that was just another fine track. You'll hear that sparsely here and there as I use it up for the 30 tracks that are on it. Here and there in my sets. And then, of course, what we're hearing right now is Gary Huey from Animal Instinct, another great instrumental track. And now, a little Vanilla Fudge, because we need the classics, and we need them done the way that Vanilla Fudge did them. This is not Dionne Warwick's You Keeping Me Hanging On, but it is You Keep Me Hanging on Radio Valencia, so do keep hanging on.
vanities and let the shadow run through my soul. But I got illumination on the street, just a flash of confusion when we meet. My invisible lantern, it's my invisible lantern. Anxious echoes seal the door. Shoes on the floor, digging in my eye. To all my friends, I'm crazy. I'm shot away. They don't care about anything I say. So I'll take my illumination to the street. Just a flash of confusion when we meet. My invisible lantern. It's my invisible lantern. We'll be right back.
All right, Talk to God by Goat from their Commune album in 2014. Fantastic band out of Sweden. Love their work. Very psychedelic, very groovy. Gets you into a vibe, doesn't it? I like it. Classic track there before that from Screaming Trees out of Seattle from their Invisible Lantern album. It's the title track, Invisible Lantern. How about that? That's how they work, you know, title tracks. Yeah, great band, largely overlooked in the history, but those in the know. They were a fantastic band. Mark Lanegan, frontman for that band, and yeah, they did some fantastic work throughout the mid to late 80s, early 90s. Kind of got washed out by Nirvana and that whole scene. They kind of got into the Mudhoney thing. Mudhoney is probably one of the bands that just probably is underrated for their time in that scene. It all went to Nirvana, and partially deserving, but it was not at the expense of the other bands, I think. It should have been not the case. Anyway, that's kind of what happened. No Prosecution If We Bail, the Cave Singers. That's the ending track from their No Witch album in 2011. Yeah, there's no prosecution if we bail. Let's run. Woohoo! Get that little Steve Miller rope for the money and run. Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo! SPQR by Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum from their recent album of The Last Human Being. So that run that all together. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum of The Last Human Being. That's kind of all the older album titles work. They haven't actually done anything since around 2007. They've been largely disbanded since then, but have regrouped on a fantastic new record and will be playing the UC Theater in Berkeley next year, January the 25th. That's freaking fantastic. I will be there. That means I probably won't be here. It's a Saturday night, I think. If it's not, then you know, I'll be here to celebrate it. They were a fantastic band. Very strange, very weird, very unique. Beginning of that set, we had an awesome version, cover version of the song You Keep Me Hanging On, done by Vanilla Fudge. I pulled that from a compilation record called Psychedelic Sunday, the best of Vanilla Fudge. I don't recall which album that came on for, it was just released as a single. You know, things like that back in the 60s kind of were. Yeah. I started the previous set off with interlude of Motown Fever by Gary Huey from Animal Instincts. And this particular interlude here is The Spirits That Lend Strength Are Invisible by Ulver, another Swedish band. And the album is called, it's the Zodiac in letters in order. Anyway, that's what you got there. So I'm going to continue on here with a classic from the 80s by the band called The Church, Under the Milky Way Tonight. I wonder if you've forgotten about this song. Put your memory caps on.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of the breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. I'm not afraid to die.